Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
Some statistics report that upwards of 40% of American women have had or will have an abortion by the time they reach age 45. It's a sobering thought. How many women will have to face the darkness and trauma that life after an abortion can bring? It isn't difficult to understand why the majority of women who have had abortions are traumatized by them. Studies have shown that post-abortive women are more likely to suffer from depression, attempt suicide, develop breast cancer, and suffer from future infertility. Yet Planned Parenthood still brazenly declares on its website that abortion is safe. Now more than ever, it is essential for pro-lifers to equip themselves to help the women around them deal with post-abortion syndrome. Thankfully, there are a growing number of resources now available. There are books on healing and forgiveness. There are church-sponsored programs that help women deal with their shame and guilt. There are even Bible studies. American Victims of Abortion was started in 1985 as an outreach affiliate of National Right to Life and works tirelessly to educate women and men about the effects of abortion. My Pro-Life Perspective co-host, Olivia Gans, heads American Victims of Abortion. As a result of her own abortion, Olivia has worked to see that American Victims of Abortion remains committed to exposing the truth of abortion's tragedy in our communities. The primary work of American Victims of Abortion involves broad-based public awareness campaigns. Some of their efforts involve legislative initiatives and judicial activity. Using their own personal experience with abortion, these women work with both federal and state legislative programs to protect the lives of others facing the same crisis they've experienced. They are working to foster greater sensitivity to the truth about abortion and abortion's aftermath at all levels of the media. American Victims of Abortion is aware of the need for in-depth work in the area of post-abortion healing. Its members support and encourage the development of honest, caring support systems across the country. They also encourage further research into post-abortion syndrome because understanding is the key to healing. Churches and church groups seem to be answering the call for post-abortion healing groups in much larger numbers than secular groups. Among the growing list of support groups are Project Rachel and PACE, which both have religious affiliations. PACE stands for Post-Abortion Counseling Education. Many groups with religious affiliations have incorporated Bible studies geared toward healing and forgiveness into their PACE groups. Seeking forgiveness can be difficult for women who are suffering from post-abortion syndrome. Many say things like, "For me, it was easy to forgive others who had had an abortion, but it was difficult to forgive myself. I couldn't let go and let God take over." Giving women an opportunity to mourn and grieve the loss of their child is part of that healing process for many women. Pregnancy support centers and post-abortion healing ministries reach out to women to help them grieve in a healthy way. Some groups have memorial gardens with plaques commemorating the lives of the children lost to abortion. Other gardens plant a memorial tree or a rose bush. Some groups have invited grieving mothers to make a quilt square for each child they have lost to abortion. The mothers design and create individualized quilt squares, sometimes hand-sewing these squares for months at a time. This is the right time for pro-lifers to reach out to women who are suffering from post-abortion syndrome. There are ample resources available through National Right to Life affiliates, pregnancy resource centers, as well as many church groups. I encourage you to equip yourself with knowledge of the groups serving post-abortive women near you. For more information on American Victims of Abortion and post-abortion syndrome, visit our website at prolifeperspective.com for the latest resources available. Again, that's prolifeperspective.com.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.